It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hey, what's happening? Good Thursday afternoon, and welcome into Tech Talk on Double T 97.3, DoubleT973.com, and yours just about anywhere in these here United States via the Double T 97.3 mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank, as well as on television, Fox 34 News Now. However, wherever you've chosen to join us from, we're glad that you've decided to make us part of your Thursday afternoon alongside the Doctor of the Diamond, Mike Gustafson. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott, back behind the glass as usual. You can join us. Thoughts, comments, questions, just about anything you want to get in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that Double T 97.3 mobile app. Gus, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You two going to be all right? You two, seems like you two are loggerheads.
No, we're good.
We did a show earlier.
This is my third show of the day. I was on morning drive.
Does ours really count? We only did 45 minutes.
And this is a partial. Two partials, but
there's something to be said for being the utility man around here.
Yeah, they give you all the work that no one else wants.
Yeah, there's truth to that, but if you say yes to it, it keeps you around.
That's true.
Like there was a time that my hunch is the Gustafson offense there in the late 80s wasn't going to keep me around, but I could play a couple positions.
Okay. You know,
and I was willing to do just about anything to stay on the thing until I got a little traction. So, you know, I'm not saying your situation was as dire as mine was after my freshman year.
I think you are implying that, Gus. No. What have you heard?
I
might be saying you might be worse.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'm saying is it pays to say yes and keep showing up and be versatile.
Who's your favorite utility guy? Like that played everywhere
Oh, like back in the day?
They don't really exist that much anymore. I mean, Kiner Falefa was kind of like that for the Rangers in recent years.
I'll show my cardinalism here.
Yeah.
It was Jose Oquindo.
Okay.
Back in the 80s and into early 90s.
One.
He settled in at second base, but there was a stretch where he was playing like right field against left-handers and second base against right-handers. You know, it was that kind of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, because of the way the platoon would work, and he played all over the place, and so that's an easy one for me to come up with. Hard to say he's my favorite, but I have to give that some thought.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it, too.
But, they're, you know, they call those guys, now you'll hear a lot of those guys referred to as a super utility.
Yeah.
You know, a dude that can really hit and that can move around the field. A little bit like Brad Miller is. Of course, he's hurt right now, but a lot of his career in the big leagues has been that. You know, not afraid to grab a first baseman's mitt, play second, third, short.
Sure.
You know, run around in a corner outfield. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And there's probably – we could go down this Tech football depth chart and point to some guys that can move around and play safety and corner. You know, whatever. Guard and tackle and that sort of thing.
Some of those hybrids between
safety
and linebacker, too. I mean, yeah, you've got some of those guys that are versatile. I remember first time – I was big into baseball cards.
Sure.
Still am. But I remember first time I saw the UTIL on the position, and asking, "Well, I thought I knew baseball pretty well. What is this position?"
That's not 2B or P or C.
It's a little hard, but
what is this, a rover?
There was only a few guys that would get that on the card too that actually had that. But we're coming on a little bit late if you haven't noticed because of Rangers baseball. Rangers falling to the Astros this afternoon. Surprise, surprise. Texas loses 7-2 and loses the series. Rangers back at it in Seattle, at home against Seattle, tomorrow. Astros also remaining at home as they'll take on Oakland tomorrow. They'll both begin brand new series. 23 days out, counting the days, getting closer.
Ready.
Not too far away. It feels like... I don't want to say we've expended everything, but it feels like over the last month or so we've gone through just about every angle, whatever you can think of. And it feels like, come on, let's get there. I mean, you look at defense, you're breaking down positions, offense, what's the offensive line gonna look like?
Sure.
But it just feels like we're in a territory of let's Let's get there. Football season, come on.
It's what we do this time of year, you know, because everyone's excited for it.
Yeah.
And, and you know, can't get here fast enough. But in the meantime, we dissect the schedule and we dissect the each position unit. And, of course, this year we've got a quarterback competition to talk about, right?
Yep.
And so it's just
where's the band gonna sit?
Well, I think that's on down the line when the new facilities.
It is a couple of years out, but that was
I like it.
It was in the off season.
That's funny.
Yeah. So we're just kind of waiting. We will get this new. They announced today. Texas Tech, being they, announced the brand season two. Yeah, you know, that's it's quick after season one, but they're going to air kind of an insider look. This is going to be shorter episodes, like 5 to 7 minutes a piece. It'll be on TexasTech.com. But just, I kind of like this, the transparent type of approach that Coach McGuire has, where you get a look into the program and kind of get to see what's going on. Obviously, you're not showing all your cards, not
sure
giving the playbook to the opposition or anything like that, but it lets the fans feel like they're part of something.
Yeah, and I think it's the sort of programming that streaming allows. Mm-hmm. And you said Texas.com. That probably on, that of course means that little Texas Tech app, but perhaps ESPN 2 Plus.
Do we know that yet? There, but, okay. That's all right. Could be. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And really, season one obviously was spring ball.
That was,
and
yeah.
And season two is going to be presumably the fall. It's all 2022, but yeah, I'm with you, and I think that's technology has just made this sort of thing so much easier to be able to, because it can all be delivered. You know, back in the old days, if Tech used to do some highlight, Tech did a highlight film in the early '80s with John Facenda as the voice. You know, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. You know, that guy. You know, they got him to, Mike Ogletree here in town got him to do that for, I've heard the story.
That's pretty
cool. It was for a nominal fee. Yeah. And really? it was a team that wasn't very good. I mean, it was like a 3-8 team. So it's not like they brought him in to call some great special thing, but they had reached out and, you know, pieced it together and made it happen. And so, but back then those films were, it was literally a film that was probably showed at a Red Raider Club type event and might pop onto a local station or something. But now, there's an ability to deliver, and I'm not Captain Obvious here, but the ability to get this kind of stuff on websites and all allows you to do one that's 8 minutes long and one that's 27 minutes long. And, you don't have to fit it into a certain thing or get somebody to air it or whatever. And, it's a great thing to have. I mean, because it's just, everybody likes to peek behind the curtain in a sense, get a little practice footage and some of that stuff, maybe a player interview or two, just getting to meet some of the new guys or something.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what people want, especially in a instant gratification society that we live in with social media. This kind of fits the bill, and it allows people to get some of that gratification or get that little taste for the football season as we creep closer and closer. You got any different feelings than you did a week ago or two weeks ago when
team,
it comes
though.
To the quarterback position in particular? I mean, that's the thing we're all watching out for most, obviously.
I mean, because we're not, we as fans aren't going to be, locked into the competition at left guard, right?
Right.
It's not that it's not important, but the most visible thing on the field is that guy taking the snaps, and
sure,
and we knew this was gonna. Or really, it was sort of present last year. I'm not sure at this point last year how much of a true competition it was, but it certainly evolved after the Shuck injury. We knew leaving that bowl game. We as fans knew, hey, unless one of these dudes runs off, we've got a two-headed, if not three-headed, competition.
Tell us what you think. Get your thoughts in Yates Flooring Center chat line on the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Got some fresh Vegas odds out for college football. We'll get some of those next.
the podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Glad to be with you on this Thursday. It is Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Also on television, Fox 34 News. Now, he's Mike Gustafson. I'm Choice Woodman. In for Aaron today. Don't worry, Aaron will be back in his normal chair tomorrow. We're with you for another hour, all the way till 6 o'clock. Hit us up, Yates Flooring Center chat line, yours to do so on the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Like Blake here, Rangers are so bad this year. Granted, there are areas where they shine, just overall bad. That's why I'm just waiting. Just waiting. When's Josh getting the call?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's where my interest will peak again. Or I say again, it wasn't super high this year to begin sure. with, but
Wait, yeah, but back in you know, January, February, sure. we were hoping Josh was going to go to camp and be able to compete for third base, and so yeah. you probably were hoping, just as
yeah,
I was
there
hoping,
was the hope.
But once we got to, you know, once Josh's injury came out and all that, now as it relates to Josh, and we talked about this on the show yesterday, you know, two nights ago on a Thursday, be Tuesday night in Bricktown.
Yep.
1-for-3.
With nice a
big,
night.
Yeah, big 3-run homer, and 2 walks. And then last night, again, played third, 1-for-5. And so, you know, second game in AAA after officially a 60-day, a stint on the 60-day DL, but it's really more of a 6-month DL.
What?
But looks like his health, you know, knock on wood, it looks like his health is a concern. He's just playing himself back into form. And I bet you that he's in the Arizona Fall League, which is a big deal for a prospect, a guy like him, you know, which that runs through, what, late October and mm-hmm. into November. Through it can run up to, I think, for the they got a little 2-or-3-game championship type deal at the very end, and it can push up close to Thanksgiving. But, you know, he's going to get and that's probably the great thing for him to be able to do that, having only get, you know, he's finally going to get in 30 games this year. But
well, do you have any anticipation that he comes up to the big leagues?
It's not out of the question. It really isn't.
I mean, what's the, if you're John Daniels at this point, besides the just stupidity of not starting the clock, what's the reason why you wouldn't? Unless, I mean, he goes 20 yeah. days here where he's really struggling or something.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that's a big part of it. No setbacks health-wise
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Let's assume he has a decent.
Right.
Where are we? August 11th.
Yeah, he's hitting 250 yeah. plus, doing yeah, pretty,
you know,
well.
Pops
yeah.
a few more homers, holds his own at
no
third
injuries.
Or whatever. Yeah, sure. Then why not a September call? Okay, a few things. I believe we don't have just the 40-man open roster. You know, September call-ups, you should be able to bring up 40 guys
right,
if you want
right.
the whole 40 men. I think there's a limit on that coming out of this year's lockout.
Yeah.
I think it's like 27 or 28.
Is it that
I think
small?
It's just 2 or 3, I think, but I'm not sure. There was also talk of them saying, hey, you can call up 35 guys, but each game, it's like the NHL, you've only got 28 who could play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what the NHL does. You can have this many dudes. And the NFL did it that used to do that too. You had a bunch of dudes that were on your roster, but they may not be active on that day. There was some talk of that in September. The other thing, Choice, and again, I'm not exactly sure about this, but I'm not sure that there's a difference between his clock, his, you know, whatever
sure.
you want to call it, arbitration clock or whatever.
Yep, yep.
And again, some of this could have changed in the lockout, and I'm just not quite familiar with that stuff.
Right.
It borders on legalese, but
right.
you know, we're all sort of interested in it for these purposes, and we'll probably find out in early September just when all of our teams start expanding rosters. But I don't think there's a difference between a September call-up clock-wise and a guy starting with his team next year on opening day. In other words, I think his clock
okay.
officially, as arbitration or whatever goes,
it'll be the same.
Would officially be the same. Typically, and again, I'm going by the old arbitration system, typically that thing used to roll over somewhere around Memorial Day, the kind of the flip time.
So well, I
so
guess
he could come up in September, play, and not really do any different any damage, if you will, to his,
you know,
to his clock.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I wouldn't understand. I thought you would have seen him last year. I mean, there was a point last year
yeah.
where he absolutely could have come up at the end of the season and John Daniels and company chose not to do so.
And I think the only reason for that was just it was his first, really his first full season of minor league baseball, which had everything to do with COVID.
Right.
Just, hey, let's give him a full year, double A, triple A, leave him alone. And then this year, the plan was to bring him to camp and let him compete for the job, and we're all good here. But
I think if you're John Daniels or if you're Chris Young at this point, you should you've got to gauge the fans as well, because right now you're in a situation where you're trying to keep some fan interest around, and Rangers aren't going to go anywhere this year. So if bringing up your number two prospect in your organization could do some of that towards the end of the year, and then say, okay, this is going to be our guy moving forward, especially if that is your long-term plan, that he's your long-term third baseman,
right?
Then I don't see why you wouldn't go ahead and try it out to end the season and then move on with it next year.
Yeah, last year the reasoning was a little more
sure.
I don't say it was logical. Who are we to say that? But it was an easily stated deal. Like he hadn't had a full, in 2019 he's drafted. Does the month or whatever, like all of our guys that just signed are doing. In fact, Andrew Morris today started in rookie ball officially, like was put on the roster. So he'll probably start playing in some of the lowest of the low minors. And so Josh, that was him in 2019. In 2020, he was in the little COVID training camp thing, there practicing, playing inter squads and stuff. So finally 2021, we're going to give him a full season in front of fans, but I'm with you. And I think that it's a decent sign that Reagan's, who pitched again today and took the loss, but Reagan's and Bubba Thompson, came up last week and are two of their two former first round picks that were brought up this year. And they were both high school draft picks, I think, the year before Josh's draft.
Right.
So, anyway, they about the same age. In fact, I mentioned this, Bubba Thompson was sitting in the stands with Jason Josh last winter at a Tech Hoops game, looked over there and like, what's up, dude? I know that guy, but he, I think the fact that those two guys have come up right now, it sort of represents a youth movement. Like, okay, we're going to give this guy a regular turn in the rotation unless he gets his brains beat in, Reagan's, that is, and give him a shot. And Bubba Thompson's been getting, every day in a corner outfield spot, right?
Right.
And so, not a bad thing, and I think it's probably – I think it sort of points favorably to Josh coming up at some point here over the next little bit.
I hope so.
And maybe he may not even need the rosters to expand, to be honest with you, in September.
True, he could come up in 2 weeks if things are going well.
If things are going well, that's the thing. We need to hope his health stays good. And I think it is, that shoulder stays good and that he just gets clicking and that his performance is good. That would make this last little stretch of Rangers baseball so much more exciting, wouldn't it?
It would make it a lot more exciting. I mean, it would flip the switch. I mean, obviously we have our reasons here in Lubbock, but even just your casual Ranger fan, when you have one of your top two or three prospects in your organization, you're ready to see them. Okay. So
even take out the Texas Tech part, right?
Exactly.
I mean, just, hey, this is that guy we drafted first round.
It draws the interest quite a bit there. Ask Tech Talk. Coming up next, get your questions in right now on the Yates Flooring Center chat line on Double T97.3.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3.
That's right. Ask Tech Talk time. Get your questions in right now on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Through that Double T97.3 mobile app presented by Happy Safe Bank. He's Mike Gustafson. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott, behind the glass. Questions for any or all of us are welcome. Few of them in so far. Keep them coming. Let's see. T-Bone asks, Gus, can someday before the season starts, can we discuss some new ideas for tailgate food and appetizers? Maybe put it on Twitter when done.
Nice. I appreciate you throwing that question my way. Yeah, sure we can.
What is your favorite non, like, mainstream. And I'm like, not chips burgers, and salsa, not burgers and hot dogs. Like, what's your favorite thing to have at a tailgate right now?
I mean, I'd probably be brats over hot dogs, but you're not. That's mainstream.
No, that's good. I mean,
yeah. I'd probably do that over, with a good bun, you know, brats, and I don't know.
I think the best chili I've ever had.
Some tailgate
came
chili?
From tailgate. Chuck used to do this golden spatula.
Well, Sneed and I don't say
did
I
y'all
did
start it.
Sneed started it. Okay, yeah, Sneed. I mean he.
Yeah, so I think it was Chuck and Sneed for a while there. Yeah. And then it was basically a way to get people to just feed you food after the show on game day.
Yeah,
it was,
we used to run around on...
it was fantastic.
We used to run around on Saturdays doing that. Oh, yeah, man. And eating...
I ate some chili in that was just...
Oh, nice.
They put, like, steak in the chili, and it was just
probably
so
no
good.
Short of some jalapenos and ice spice and stuff.
That, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... that'd be a good one. That's an interesting get over the. I was thinking of some of the bacon wrap stuff. Probably, you know, some guys have used like, I mean, I've tasted Dove, chicken, sausage, bacon wrap, you know, all that kind of jalapeno, the peppers with the cheese kind of injected into it, and bacon wrap.
That's my favorite one. And I think anytime we've turned on a grill, we have slipped some form of jalapeno poppers on there because they're just so little. Just put them right in the corner.
Just put them up there. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good options for tailgate. This one tailgate I'll probably go to once or twice a year. It's folk from way up north in Dumas. They do this tailgate and they smoke salmon
You can't just do that on a crappy grill.
No, like, it's a full-on smoker. Yeah, they have the plan, whole spot. Yeah. It's over by the cross past the baseball field. But
I'm here for that.
Oh, it's good.
Yo, I know where the baseball field is, Choice.
Yeah,
if you,
I'll bring you over there this year. We'll
go. Up, bro.
Greg's good. He'll always.
That's high level
shares.
There.
Oh man, they have like salmon fillet. It's just like a. It's good to eat.
Nice
for a. For a late game, of course. They do some pretty good breakfast for the early ones.
Yeah, what about that's ceviche? True. I didn't even think about that.
Do what?
What about ceviche?
Don't think they do the ceviche.
Oh, they're not the dangerous ones?
No, they're...
It's good to know.
That's not it. Let's see. This from the Yates Flooring.
Getting me hungry, dude.
I know. I'm real hungry that after topic. That talk. Yeah. Gus and Choice, what's your favorite thing about Dickens?
That is his burner, 1,000%.
Actually... Favorite thing about Dickens is usually it's getting me close to other places I like to go. I'm going through Dickens and there's Roaring Springs over there.
TC's barbecue there on the right. Just
yeah,
as
that's
you get
probably
to
the
town.
Best thing
Heck
about
yeah.
Dickens.
Delicious.
So, yeah.
So yeah, that's the best thing about Dickens.
Yeah, it's true. Good stop. That's a good stop on the way to somewhere else.
They didn't specify Aaron on that, so I'm going to assume they meant the town.
I'm going to TC's. Yeah, that's an easy call there.
Yeah, that's
in fact. It, yeah, when I. Usually, if I'm going that direction, I'm usually timing it. Like, yeah, there's got to be a meal involved here.
Yeah, before the kind of the newer joints out in Wolforth and elsewhere, we had some of those, I think Dickens was the best barbecue in the area.
Yeah, and it might have been the only Texas Monthly top 50 place
I think it was
out here
in this whole area. Yeah,
yeah, and Sweetwater popped up maybe shortly after that. I mean, and then Amarillo.
They had Tyler's.
Yeah. I want to say
Tyler's
Brian's,
pretty good.
Tyler's, yeah. Which is the old Long John Silver's.
Yeah,
you walk up the little ramp to get into it. Like this looks just like a Long John Silver.
I think they moved though.
Oh really?
Into a bigger joint where
good for them.
Accommodated a few
it's a
more.
Good place. Yeah.
Yeah, I went there not
like
too long ago.
Anytime you reuse a Long John Silver's, you knew what was there before because it's such a unique.
That's
building.
What I mean. That's
exactly. Yeah,
dude.
But that's what it used to be. Yeah, it used to be.
But yeah, now we really are fortunate to have more here in town.
Oh yeah, we've got some good barbecue now.
We got some good one here.
Tech Talk, who has the better career in the MLB, Jace or Josh? Huh. which of your kids are you going to pick here?
I don't want to pick. I'd be
afraid it's going to get back to him?
I know. Well, no. It's like, I don't want to say. It's
Gus
like my.
Say on Tech Talk
today. Exactly. Calling you out. No,
Jace's game fits so much what the MLB loves right now. It's big swing guy.
Sure.
Send it over the fence all the time. Now, Josh has developed that more.
Yes, he has, and that's been a really interesting. I mean, my answer to the question would probably be Josh, just because he's this close to AAA.
He's there right now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and 3 years ahead and all that kind of stuff since I'm being asked this question at a static point in time. But,
sure.
But he, yeah, and that's been a really interesting transformation because, I mean, you can even think about Josh at 2 home runs in his final game at, you know, here at our ballpark to win a Super Regional. Big ones. Both shots to kind of center, right center, which is, you know, he tried to stay inside everything.
Everything. All the time.
Everything. And he did very well,
it's
obviously.
It's like Michael Young with power.
You bet. Yeah. And you know, and I remember thinking about this. Of course, I never said it to him, but I remember just thinking, like, I wonder with a wood bat, you know, dudes are going to try to jam him, you know, with the high-octane stuff that he's going to see on pro ball and a wood bat in his hand. And, boy, I mean, and, of course, we didn't see him. You know, we really didn't see him in 2019 because he's buried in the low minors. A few clips and all. You get to 2020 and it's COVID and he's on in inter squads or whatever for a summer. And then last year in Double A and Triple A, you come in and he's hurting people. He's punishing a ball, backspinning it and pulling it and hitting it a mile to left field, which was the homer he hit the other night at Bricktown.
Yep,
he pulled it. And that was off Dellin Betances, by the way. You know, that's not, I mean, now he struggled this year and he's down in AAA, but, you know, a couple years ago, Dellin Betances was the talk of the Bronx, the Pinstripes. But, yeah, the transformation he's made into a guy that's going to be able to pull the ball with power, backspin it, hit it a long way. I mean, I'm sure the Rangers hope he's a 30 home run guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be the goal, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see how much of that he'll continue.
But I hope they both have great careers.
I think you've got potential for both to have really nice careers.
Both, again, we've talked about this a million times, both good kids and good family and just, you know.
Now, are we sure, Youngs, if y'all are listening, are you sure you're done? We'll take one 18 years from now. We'll take another one.
I'm gonna give you Mary's cell phone number. She's probably going to go, now listen, we love these boys and all that stuff, but that's enough.
Sure.
Knock that off.
We had like cousins they've been scouting.
Yeah, there you go.
What the tree look like?
That may be an easier way to ask that.
Yeah, that's probably.
Any long lost relatives that we need to know about.
Just someone with the blood. Dr. Gus, favorite family recipe.
Oh,
he said, not even asking Dr. Vienna juice.
Favorite family recipe. You know, you're asking for a recipe, but Dana gets these big bags of salad and goes and gets some fresh salmon from our local United supermarket.
Yep.
And that is a killer once a week. But just the steadiest meal for me would just be a nice hunk of that salmon, that's our nice piece of fish like that and some veggies because I know I'm like calorie conscious, not being an idiot. I had to think about that. Family recipe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, I know mine. It's my mom makes these green bean bundles or like it's passed down through. But it's just, it's pretty simple, but they taste like heaven. Green beans wrapped in bacon and then covered in this brown sugar glaze.
Ooh.
It's like perfect for holiday time. But
Dana used to make a casserole. She hadn't made it in a long time, but it had corn flakes in it and some cheese.
Those are good.
It might be cornflake casserole, but that was something that was one of those deals. Like, man, you sure are going heavy on the sides today whenever you cook that. Yeah. Get that chicken breast out of the way so I can eat another pan of that stuff.
This sure has turned into a lot of food talk. Y'all are asking all the
questions
to make us hungry.
Everybody's driving around hungry this afternoon. Ooh, asparagus.
Non-food question. Dearest Tech Talk, why do we park in driveways and drive on parkways?
Okay.
Thinking there. Choice, will you eat any tailgating food that Clint cooks? I don't trust Clint hardly at all. I mean, with almost anything, but I will trust his food. The one thing that I've eaten that he brought over one time was really good.
Is that right?
So, yeah,
good.
It was good.
Boy.
Clint's got some good food.
Boy, Clint.
All right, a few more of your questions. We'll get some of those, and I've got some Vegas odds college football I'll share next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Glad to be part of your Thursday. You're hanging with the Tech Talk boys today. TT973.com.
You about to go to the end of the Tech Talk there?
No, what are you talking about? No, the end is coming up about 30 minutes. Oh, okay. No, we're all the way till 6 o'clock. He's Mike Gustafson. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott over there going backwards hat today. It's a dirty hat, too. The thing used to be white. You can't tell right now, but yeah. It's used to be white.
This he looks is my, like my let's call it my wilderness hat.
He looks like the Western Kansan right there.
You know
he?
What? I mean,
card carrying.
I object. Jamie will let him wear this into the office, but he won't let me wear any clean camo. I mean, come on. There's a Jamie has
that's
specific,
natural camo there.
Yeah.
That's got all the natural juices and
yeah,
the herbs and spices.
Jamie has specific rules in the office against me. And I mean, it's straight up prejudice, but he will not let me wear any camo on air.
Well, it's because you're on camera and no one would be able to see you. They'd be like, what's this floating choice head?
Floating head would not be good. And then the other one is no pickles in the studio. Can't have any pickles in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. Jamie, like, wants to barf at the smell of
really?
Pickle juice. Yeah. So if you're ever mad at Jamie, yeah. you've got some...
Probably get to call. I usually get to call a dozen or so games with him.
Yeah. Bring
it's
a pickle
those
in there.
Big sour ones.
Yeah,
I
the
guess?
Big sour pickles. He didn't
really?
Like them. I brought one in one time to eat as a snack. You know, just
he was over there.
No, he wasn't even in here. But he was. Clint tattled on me, and I.
He smelled it 2 days later.
Yeah,
somebody had pickles in here.
It was like a super pickle. Like it was extra intrusive on the nostrils.
I don't think.
It was like. Non-freshly sealed from the gas station pickle.
Yeah.
Super pickle.
Nice.
Worst thing.
Yeah. All right. Just a few odds, and we'll get back to some on the chat line. Vegas odds. You can, according to sportsbetting.ag, you can tell us who the, or you can bet on, pardon me, who the conference is that the Heisman winner will come from. So not specifically the Heisman winner, but the conference. Who do you think the favorite is for
SEC?
So I would have guessed, but
Big
not.
Big Ten.
Not. It is the Big Ten, plus 190.
And what that comes back to, not because it'll be the best player in the country, but that voting more and more tends to run right to the top of the standings.
Yep.
You know, in other words, a dude from a 9-3 team's not getting it.
Never. I mean, you see that once in a blue moon.
Robert Griffin.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
What were they, a 9-3 team?
Manziel, they won 10 games, didn't they? I think they were 10-2. But yeah, Baylor
Lamar,
was 9-3.
Lamar
I think, was 9-3 at Louisville.
And
that was a way, like, he was, like, standout. No one else was even close to him.
Well, and in all three of those, there was a bit of a, I don't call it a Cinderella season, but sort of a turnaround type season. And so that may be the one way that a non, you know, Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, whatever.
Or it's just someone that ESPN falls in love with a lot of times. I mean, that's the truth.
Or Fox now. I think Fox is about to get in on that game. Not that they haven't, but, and I shouldn't say that this year, but. You know, we're about to see Fox crank up a stranglehold on their side of the country, or however this thing gets drawn up. But yeah, their hype machine's going to have all the sizzle of ESPN's.
So Big Ten plus 190, SEC. This is if you put $100 bet down, this is what you win. SEC's plus 250. Pac-12 is third, and that's because third in the overall or second overall. Is Caleb Williams out at USC. Big 12 is fourth and a pretty distant fourth, plus 700. ACC is dead last at plus 800, pardon me.
Which I can buy into that because, I mean, it's really hard now for a running back to win it, and that's your leader from the Big 12, right, Bijan?
I would say there's going to be a push for Dylan Gabriel at some point, but
from the start.
Dylan Gabriel comes in with the fourth best, tied for the fourth best Heisman odds overall. Have not seen him take a snap in the Big 12. spent a lot of time injured at UCF, and now he will come in as the fourth best Heisman odds in the country, along with Devin Leary, Tyler Van Dyke, and Will Anderson Jr. Now, The other bet, this is like you should never bet odds like this, but you can bet quarterback or any other position.
Oh.
The odds on who wins the Heisman. The odds are minus 2,000 on the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to put $2,000 down to win $100.
And that's, yeah, that's funny.
For the quarterback. And I wouldn't do that because there's still some running backs out there that would be possible. So that seems like a pretty bad bet.
Yeah, and you know, we'd have to go back. But, you know, I think about, I don't say my child, yeah, I guess it was, like, you know, in the 70s, just top of my head, the only guy to win it twice, Archie Griffin.
Yep.
Running
I think
back,
that's it still, right?
John Cappelletti before, Billy Sims, Earl Campbell. You know, but that's back when running back.
Well, it's gone way.
Yeah, and it
the
was
other
a
direction.
You know, 15 passes a game from each team.
Yeah,
and you know, a lot of wishbone and stuff like that, and so it made a lot of sense that a feature back would, you know, the kind of dude that was going to touch it 30 times a game and just be the battering ram.
Yep.
Barry Sanders, what he did was stupid in 1988.
Oh, absolutely. Eighth best odds, Bijan Robinson, tied with DJ Ukulele. That's what I'm just going with. I can't say his name. Quinn Ewers on this list. 50-1 odds.
That infuriates me.
JT Daniels also on this list at 66-1 odds.
But that's where they're just to, you know, just to stir up betting. They're going with sort of known commodity. Not known commodities in terms of their performance, but commodities that have a brand and a following that people are going to go, ooh, JT Daniels, I've heard of him.
Yep.
He was great. I saw him, you know, versus some guy you've never heard of.
Blake Shapen from Baylor is at 150-1, along with Adrian Martinez, now Kansas State quarterback.
So that's kind of interesting. Those would be 150-1. You know, that's a.
You could throw down $20 on it.
Yeah, $10-$20 bet. Turn
a pretty good profit if one of those were to happen.
I know there's a reason why they put all those names on there, but like the Adrian Martinez one, like really, who would be from Kansas State, if someone won it, who would be more likely to have the effect on the season to deserve it?
Oh,
him Deuce or
Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn?
Yeah,
right.
Deuce Vaughn.
I mean,
sure. Deuce is actually on here. I skipped over him. He's 100-1. So his odds are better.
Okay, I have less of a
sorry,
gripe
I missed,
now.
Sorry, I missed him on the list. So there's all those guys, and someone that was on this list last year, not on the list this year, is Tyler Shuck. Shuck came in towards that 150-200-1 odds range last year, and he's not on there. You don't have any Tech quarterbacks, so not sure if we'll see this. We will see it updated throughout the year, but it'll be interesting to see, okay, will we see it immediately when there's a starting quarterback? Do they think that one of the Texas Tech guys are worthy or not, or does it take a little bit of time?
Wasn't it around this time last year that there was some ratings of him as a potential first-round pick
in
the NFL?
I think last year at this time, Shuck had the fifth best odds of, I don't know if it was overall or any quarterback.
Yeah, I think it was among quarterbacks for
fifth
being
fifth best odds of quarterback.
To be a first-round pick,
To be the number one overall pick.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Yeah. To be the one overall pick among the quarterbacks, which is it's crazy because obviously we don't even know if he's the starter this year. But at the same time, he got hurt very early in the season. We never really got to see any full potential realized. But very interesting there. Let's see a few more from the chat line. Go back to this. Speaking of barbecue, have y'all tried Rojino out in Alton?
Read about it a bunch, and they've had a food truck in town the last.
I still haven't got to try it.
I know.
I actually. So
the answer is no, but I want to. We've talked about it.
So I'm playing at a golf tournament in Alton this weekend.
Yes.
And I'm like looking. Okay, I got to see when this place opens. They're off this week. They're like they're closed down this week. I'm like, no. I was so ready to get out there and.
Yeah, you need a reason to kind of get close.
Right.
And then you're
like,
there.
Alton's not really on the way to anything. So, yeah, I was.
Well, why do you hate Clovis? Why do you hate.
Well, I mean.
That's awesome. No, I want to get that done. I want to hit the food truck, but I'd rather go there and do it. Yeah, we could do some barbecue talk here in this town.
Man, I love barbecue. It's changed a lot in the last 10 years or so in this town.
Yeah, it really has, for the better.
You've been listening to the Tech Talk podcast from Double T 97.3. Check out Double T 97.3.com for more from Lubbock Sports Station.